You are welcome to Fresh Word with Apostle Victor Adokulu. Stay tuned as he unveils the undeniable truth that makes free.
The difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. Very different. Same God, different pattern. Who was the mediator of the old covenant? Moses. Who was the mediator of the new covenant? Can you compare their level of perfection? One was a perfect man. The other one is somebody that committed murder that God refurbished. Moses is a refurbished man. Jesus was perfect from the day he was born. Who was the high priest of the old covenant? Aaron, this man who made the golden calf, was still the high priest of the covenant. He didn't have enough liver to resist idolatry. And he was high priest to a covenant to Almighty God. Who is the high priest of the new covenant? Jesus, after the order of Melchizedek. Was the blood of sacrifice for the old covenant? Animals. Blood of sacrifice for the new covenant. Jesus. Where was the blood of sacrifice ministered in the old covenant? The earthly tabernacle, which we are told are the figures of the true one in heaven. But where did Jesus present his blood? In heaven itself. The original tabernacle. What did the blood do in the old covenant? It covered sin. What did the blood do in the new covenant? It removed sin. What happens when sin is covered in the old covenant? It is remembered even after it is covered. The stench of it is still there. The smell is still there. What happens when sin is removed in the new covenant? It is forgotten as if it never happened. What was the standard of the old covenant? The law. What did the law bring? Judgment. What's the standard of the new covenant? Love. What does love bring? Grace. What do ministers in the old covenant minister to show that they are genuine minister? They minister death. What does a New Testament minister minister? He ministers life. Okay, about ministration again, it's called the ministration of condemnation. So when you stand to preach at an Old Testament preacher, you're not done until the people are guilty. But New Testament ministers are ministers of righteousness. You are not done until the people feel free. What happens to the glory of the old covenant? It fades away. The brightest time was when Moses came from the mountain. From that time, the glory began to fade. What happens to the New Testament? The glory increases with intensity. It is the glory that excelleth. All these are directly from the scriptures. I wish I could give you scriptures, but maybe I wasn't feeling I should put out a book on this. Maybe it will help people understand it better. What did the Old Testament accomplish? It made men servants of God. What did the New Testament accomplish? It made men sons of God. What did the Old Testament also accomplish? It brought the Spirit of God upon a few. The king, the priest, and the prophet. Few. What did the New Testament accomplish? It brought the Spirit inside all. We all have the Holy Ghost. What was the status of a servant in the Old Covenant? You have no right. He said, when a servant has done all he should do, he will say, I am just an unprofitable servant. I have done what is required of me. But what did Jesus say about sons? Sons have rights in the house. Can you say, I have rights in the house of God? Where did help come from for the Old Covenant Christian? I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Where does our help come from? It's within us, for the greater one lives on our inside. If I'm present, God is present. So God is not someone we go looking for in Jerusalem. We don't go looking for him in Jerusalem or Rome or in a cathedral in Nigeria, in some mountain in western Nigeria. God, where does he live? Inside you. Every time I turn inside, I meet God there, because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Have I moved into heresy or am I still preaching truth? Where does wisdom come from in the Old Testament? From God. You seek it from God. Where is wisdom in the New Testament? Christ is made unto you wisdom and he dwells in you. So wisdom is always available within you. Old Testament saints are led by prophets and priests. If you want to know the mind of God, you went to the prophets and the priests. How do you know the mind of God in the New Testament? You are led by the written word and by the Spirit. Led of the Spirit. Directly. To receive help from God in the Old Testament, you have to confess your inadequacy. Oh Lord, I can do nothing. I am nothing. I am stupid. I am foolish. The more you say that, the more you obtain divine help. What do you do in the New Testament? You confess your adequacy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see why some Christians are so weak? They just don't know the pattern. They are trying to act like David. You are not David. David didn't have what you have. Jeremiah wrote Lamentation because he didn't have what you have. He peeped into the future and wished he could operate like you. We say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My sufficiency is of God who has made me an able minister of the new covenant. That's how we talk here. You talk like that and some Christians will look at you and say, you're proud. Hallelujah. Old Testament saints were lower than Satan in spiritual status, and even lower than angels in spiritual status. New Testament saints are higher than Satan and higher than angels. We are seated with God in the heavenly places in Christ. Power above all principality and power. That's why we bind them. We don't beg them. We bind them. We send angels on errands. Old Testament saints dealt with human enemies. Human enemies. New Testament saints have no human enemies. We love our enemies. We deal with spiritual enemies. And God takes care of the human being. Yes, that's one of the major differences. That's why some people have their spiritual warfare confused. They are fighting men instead of Satan. Old Testament saints were subject to biological bloodline. The moment you become a Christian, you no longer belong to your natural family, spiritually speaking. Even if they make annual human sacrifices there, the effect of it is not supposed to report in your life because you now belong to the spiritual bloodline of Jesus. Old Testament saints had to suffer the consequences of their sins. The curse of the law is the consequence of sin. But in the New Testament, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. It's time you rise up and start living in the fullness of your privileges in Christ.
World of Flame Ministries, reaching the nations, teaching the saints, and equipping the warriors.